Opposing advocacy groups are getting ready for a vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court. The health of Chief Justice William Rehnquist has led to speculation about an opening as soon as next week. Business groups and conservative Christian organizations are already battling for whoever President Bush might nominate. They're expecting a nominee against what they see as judicial activism. Liberal, labor, and civil rights groups are preparing to oppose anyone who will, as they see it, turn back the clock. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
Ralph Neese refers to himself as the dean of the liberal side of Supreme Court nominating battles, and with good reason. Neese has been at this for 30 years, ever since the 1975 fight over Justice John Paul Stevens. Now Neese is the president of People for the American Way, and he says his troops have never been better prepared.
We have been researching possible Supreme Court nominees for the last 3 or 4 years. We certainly have been building our progressive network. We now have 450,000 internet activists, email activists. We have 70 organizations who work regularly on judicial nominations, meet every week. We have 4 task forces.
And People for the American Way has a war room.
And there are 40 workstations with 40 computers.
In addition to the 40 computers, there are 75 phone banks. In charge is an energetic young woman who introduces herself this way.
Kristen Bateman, Action Center Manager.
There's not a lot of action in the Action Center today, just one lonely typist entering names of people into a database the way an ordnance handler would load ammunition into a machine gun belt. On the other side of town, on the other side of the battle over the future of the Supreme Court, is Sean Rushton, the executive director of the Committee for Justice, a group organized for the sole purpose of supporting President Bush's nominees to the federal bench. Much like People for the American Way, the Committee for Justice is at the center of a network of groups, but there's one big difference. Where is your war room?
I don't know that there is a war room on the right, and I sort of question whether a war room is really all that. In this day and age where, you know, the internet and email is so important, I'd rather have 50 or 100 bloggers out there all putting out their own spin with information we're providing than have 100 of employees in a room all tapping out things in my direction. So it's a different model. I think it's kind of an old-fashioned model. Ours is much more 21st century.
The conservative advocacy groups may not need a war room because they have the White House with the president's bully pulpit. One group in their coalition, Progress for America, has promised to spend $20 million, starting this week with what the group called a warning shot, a $700,000 paid media campaign, including this television ad.
So you know what the liberals will say about any Supreme Court nominee. When past presidents made Supreme Court nominations, some Democrats instantly attacked them. Newspapers called some of these liberal attacks a smear, dishonest, ugly. Democrats will attack anyone the president nominates. But a Supreme Court nominee deserves real consideration instead of instant attacks.
It's an unusual ad. According to the organization factcheck.org, it faults Democrats for criticisms they have yet made about a Supreme Court nominee who hasn't been named to a vacancy that doesn't yet exist. The ad is actually the first confirmation battle TV ad to be aired since 1987, when People for the American Way aired this spot, starring Gregory Peck, arguing against the confirmation of Robert Bork.
Robert Bork wants to be a Supreme Court justice, but the record shows that he has a strange idea of what justice is. He defended poll taxes and literacy tests, which kept many Americans from voting. He opposed the civil rights law that ended whites-only signs at lunch.
A lot has changed since 1987. There were no TV ads at all in the fight over Clarence Thomas. But when President Bush does name a nominee, both sides expect millions to be spent on the airwaves for and against. The battle over the next vacancy will be fought at a whole new level, says Boyden Gray, former White House counsel, the chairman of the Committee for Justice, and, like Ralph Neese, a veteran of decades of Supreme Court confirmation battles.
Because we're now prepared for the first time, that is, the right of center is prepared. The White House and the conservative interest groups, such as they were back in the 80s, totally unprepared for Bork. We were totally unprepared for the ethics charges against, baseless charges against Thomas. And we weren't anywhere near as well organized then as we are now.
And what if next week comes and goes and there are no resignations at the Supreme Court? Well, both sides say little will change for them. They've been preparing for the last 4 years. Waiting a little longer won't make much of a difference. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Our political editor Ken Rudin has some thoughts on the history of Supreme Court Chief Justices in his column Political Junkie, which you can find at npr.org.